He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, August 6th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You know, this action in the market the last couple of days reminds me that, generally speaking, what I've watched over the years is when a market hits a new all-time high, a lot of times you get some choppy action after that. People just aren't willing to accept it for a while. And pretty soon it's right back to its old highs again. We'll see if this one plays out that way, because we did have a slight down day in the market. Yesterday we were down 56 points. And, of course, today we're starting off in the down, in the red. We are down 87 points on the Dow right now. We are at 15,524, though, just within shouting distance of that all-time high that we saw last week in the market. The S&P 500 is down 7 points right now. Oh, we're back below 1,700. That's another phenomenon I've noticed in the market. When the market crosses a major milestone, like the S&P 500 did last week at 1,700, you get a little bit of choppy action there, and maybe you drop down below it and you test it again just to make sure. The S&P is at 1699.91 right now, just 9 cents shy of 1700. The NASDAQ is down 15 points this morning. The NASDAQ is at 3,677. The 10-year yield is at 2.66%. Gold is down $22.60. Gold continues to flounder and go nowhere and be one of the worst asset classes right now. It's at $12.79, and oil is down 31 cents at $106.25. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Major milestones in the market. Yeah, you know, I've watched over the years. I mean, I was there when the Dow crossed over 10,000 for the first time. It seems like when the market crosses over a major milestone, all-time highs, you get a little bit of, it can't get any better than this type of action. And you get some selling, and you get some choppy trading. And, of course, that's what we've had so far this week after a week of record highs last week. I wouldn't get too worried just yet. You have to put up with a lot of down days in the market in order to experience those long-term gains that the market can give you. But at the same time, obviously, you have to be able to decipher between the just normal down days or the normal corrections versus the sudden changes in trend lines. And that's the key to it all right there, because in simplest terms, a bull market is nothing more than a primary trend line that is pointed up. If you connect the bottoms and draw a straight line, take your little sharp pencil, print out a chart of the market over the last 4.5 years, take a nice straight edge and a nice sharp pencil and connect the bottoms, and you'll see that it's pointing up at about a 30-degree angle. The primary trend of the market over the last 4.5 years has been up. Now, do the same thing to the tops of the market. Take a nice straight edge, take a nice sharp pencil, and connect those tops, and you'll see the trading channel that the market has been in. Sometimes it violates that trading channel. That's what Bollinger Bands and Stochastics do. Stochastics and Bollinger Bands are indicators of when a market is overbought or oversold. But generally speaking, most of the move that the market has made over the last 4.5 years will be contained within those trading channels. You will notice, however, that with inside of those trading channels, There's plenty of swings back and forth within the trading channels, isn't there? Sometimes wild swings, triple-digit days. But as long as the market action is contained within those trading channels, we're okay. It's when we go outside of those trading channels that we need to be a little bit worried. If we go too high out of the trading channel on the upside, we say the market's overbought here. And it needs to come back within its trading channel. And of course, this same principle applies to stocks. It applies to bonds. It applies to gold. It applies to sectors. It applies to asset classes. And on the other side, when a market or a stock goes below its trading channel that has been contained within, we call that a stock that's oversold. Is it oversold or is it peeling over? See, when a stock goes outside of its trading channel and violates its trend line on the downside, that's where my yellow flag goes up. That's why I raised the yellow flag a couple of months ago on the market, because it had violated the bottom part of its trading channel. At that point in time, at that moment in time, frozen in time, that index or that stock is in one of two conditions. It's oversold and getting ready to make a major bounce from that oversold territory. And in the case of the stock market, obviously, that's what happened. When I raised the yellow flag and raised a little bit of cash and then went to a red flag because we were below that trend line, looking back now, we were in oversold condition. But nobody knew it at that time. We've come roaring back from that oversold condition, haven't we? But there was a possibility that we were starting to roll over in the market and break down. And obviously that didn't happen because here we are several weeks later at new all-time highs. However, if you go back to September, August of last year, the bond market was in the same condition that the stock market is in today. The bond market was in a trading channel that had been going up for a couple of decades. The primary trend of the bond market was up. Why? Because bonds go the opposite way of interest rates. And as interest rates continued to come down, I can remember, you can remember when interest rates were 13-14%. Where did they finally bottom out? 1.25%. I think they were even higher than 14%. I want to say they were up around 17 or 18% at one time back in the 70s. And they went on a three-decade run of interest rates going down. In fact, over time, the long-term average of interest rates has been right around 5 or 6%. And here we are today, we're still at 2.6, still at historically low interest rates, but no longer are we at that all-time low of 1.25%. What happened a year ago? The bond market topped. It finally started to violate its trading range. It started to violate its primary uptrend. At that point in time, bonds were either oversold or they were peeling over. They continued to get worse. And it continued to point down. At that point in time was the time to make a move, to get out of bonds. While bonds were pointing down, stocks were pointing up big time a year ago, even though there was a lot of uncertainty in the world at that time. So being able to determine, and it's not that hard, between a chart that's breaking down and against one that's just oversold and is getting ready to bounce, you got to give it a few days. You got to give it a few weeks. You got to see how it's behaving. I believe it's better to err on the side of caution than it is to ride something into the ground. How many times in the past, raise your hands if this is you, because I can raise my hand. How many times have you ridden a chart right into the ground? Why? Why do we do that? Well, you know, I think we're in denial. Apple can't be rolling over. This is the greatest stock of all time. Just go to the Apple store on the weekends in the mall and see the crowds. we fail to disconnect our emotional attachment with the fundamentals and with the real world. Now, I saw that Apple was breaking down. I sold it at 637. And Apple broke down horribly after that. It went clear down into the 400s, and much of people's hard-earned gains were lost. Is it important to know, to follow, to watch trends on a daily basis? I think it's absolutely vital. Does the average person have the time to do it? That's a question only you can answer. What are some really healthy trends and good stocks right now? This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the focus here is on the best stocks now. And if you've been listening to the show, I've been very, very outspoken on the fact that it's stocks that are in favor, in vogue, making money for folks here in 2013. It's not bonds. Bonds have their day. Precious metals have their day. Commodities have their day. Foreign stocks have their day. This is not their day. 2013 has been all about domestic stocks. We've got an S&P 500 that's up almost 20% this year. And leading the parade, leading the charge at the front of the pack have been small and mid-cap domestic stocks. How long will this trend stay in place? Nobody knows. I track it on a daily basis. I report on it in my newsletter every single weekend. You can follow along with these trends. When the trends start to change, you got to take action. We talked about the bond market trend that started to change drastically a year ago. You can look at my app at the bond market trend, and you can see where bonds were ranked a year ago in my 3400 ladder and where they're ranked today. And you can see the slow erosion over time in the bond market. You had plenty of warning. The freight train was sounding its horn. The warning, the guard, the crossing, the gates were coming down to stop you from getting onto the tracks. Yet asset allocators and people that believe in always having a stock and bond mix were run over by the freight train called Ben Bernanke, who cut back on his asset purchases and by the mere mention of one word, taper, put the bond market into a tizzy. I've been very outspoken on the fact that I believe in being 100% invested in the stock market. I thought the Reuters reporter who interviewed me several months ago was going to faint. Maybe she did, because the phone did go silent on the other end for quite some time when I said, I don't believe in having any exposure to the bond market. And I went through that whole argument yesterday. You can go on my website. All these little snippets that I do on the radio show are recorded. Hopefully somebody will learn something from the snippets, but of course in the end you're your general manager. You're the general manager of your franchise, your portfolio franchise. You're the one that makes the trade. You're the one that hires the manager. You're responsible in the end for where your team finishes for the year. If your team this year is stocked with small and mid-cap domestic stocks, you're having a pretty doggone good year. And these years don't come along too often. And if you don't take advantage of these good years when they do come along, it's going to really set you back over time. Conversely, we always have to have our eye in the rearview mirror, however, because this will eventually come to an end. But for now, trends still in place. One of the stocks that I continue to be invested in my small cap aggressive growth stocks, is headquartered in White Plains, New York. The name of the company is Drew Industries. Drew Industries is an exciting, sexy company on the cutting edge of technology. They make parts for RVs. That's right. They manufacture components for recreational vehicles and manufactured homes. Oh, there's another exciting industry. Manufactured homes. You ever get behind a manufactured home on the freeway? Oh boy, they take up about three lanes. Their lights are flashing. It's usually 2 a.m. that they're moving those things. Anyways, Drew Industries is a $1 billion company. It's a small cap stock. It's also an aggressive growth stock. This is not an income stock. This is not a blue chip. This is not a mega cap. This is not a mid cap. It's a small cap stock. Why do I own Drew Industries at the current time? Well, I've said many times that I like to own strength. I like to buy into strength as opposed to weakness. And I have three requirements that my stocks must meet. They must be undervalued, they must be performing well, and they must have a healthy stock chart. Let's begin with the valuation of Drew Industries. Drew Industries is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. Okay, that's a discount to the market. Drew Industries is expected to continue to grow by 15% per year. This is on the valuation area of my app. You can look it up yourself. The PEG ratio, which compares the growth rate to the earnings, is at 1.03, so it's fairly reasonably priced still. When I take the earnings estimates today of Drew Industries, which are currently about $2.70 per share, and of course Drew has come in and beat earnings this week, so we'll probably be seeing higher numbers. If I extrapolate those earnings out over 15% per year over the next 5 years, I come up with a $76 target price. Drew Industries gets a valuation grade of B. But I have to believe that that's going higher because they beat earnings. Let's next scroll down here to the performance of Drew Industries over the years. Over the last 10 years, Drew Industries has tripled the returns of the market. It's delivered 17.8% per year, while the market's delivered 5.9%. Over the last 5 years, Drew Industries has averaged 25% per year. That's phenomenal. Over the last 3 years, this boring little stock has delivered 30% per year. And of course, there's no guarantees going forward that they'll continue to do this, but that's their batting average in the past. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 54% while the market's up 22%. On the app, I see a performance grade of A-, and I see a momentum grade of A-. It passes my performance test. Now, another very important test is the all-important stock chart of the stock. If we look at a one-year chart of Drew Industries, we can see that the primary trend is up, very solidly in an uptrend. We can also see that Drew Industries is breaking out right now to new all-time highs. I wrote about Drew Industries back on, let's scroll down to the app here, to read Bill's article. That was back on June 19th. Here's a little piece of that article. If you tap on the app, you can see the article that I wrote back on June the 19th for MarketWatch.com. The article that I wrote for Drew Industries, and you can read it back then. You can also listen to previous analysis that I've done on the stock by scrolling down to the bottom of the app. Drew Industries passes my performance test. Drew Industries passes my valuation test. Drew Industries passes the chart test. All in all, out of 3,400 stocks that I currently follow in the market, Drew Industries comes in with an A-minus grade and is rated in my top 200. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to lend and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where new highs in the market of last week are turning into a little choppiness here this week. And like I said in the first quarter of the show, it's not unusual to see markets sell off a little bit after hitting historic milestones. It seems like they want to go back and test them again just to make sure they're going to hold. So we'll see. We'll see how the next few weeks go. But suffice it to say that the trends that have been in place for almost 1 year, that trend being U.S. stocks leading the pack, and more specifically small and mid-cap stocks leading the pack, continues to be in place. I have 100% exposure to stocks. I don't have any exposure to gold, precious metals. I don't have any exposure to international or emerging markets. I don't have any exposure to the bond market or anything interest rate sensitive, which would also include real estate investment trust. Boy, do I feel sorry for people in non-traded real estate investment trust. Not only are real estate investment trusts getting whacked right now, but those things are also illiquid. So good luck with your non-traded REITs, which I've warned about for years and years. Why would you want to buy a non-traded REIT when you can buy one on the exchanges for $7 or $2 or $3 or whatever your discount broker sells it for? And it's completely liquid and transparent. All right, let's talk about jazz. This is the Jazz Hour on Smooth Jazz Wall Street. I don't think I have the voice for smooth jazz. I remember we had a smooth jazz station here in San Diego, and well, I tell you, the DJs, they were so laid back in the Jazz Hour, rocking San Diego Bay. But there's a company called Jazz Pharmaceutical, and it's not very laid back. They're on the move. They're headquartered in Ireland. They're doing a dance in the jig over there in Ireland with Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Jazz Pharmaceuticals is a company that I have written several articles about. In fact, back on June the 5th, let's tap right here on the app, and here comes the article up. I wrote an article for MarketWatch.com, which is owned by Dow Jones, one of the biggest websites, financial websites in the world. I believe it's number one or number two. The article was titled, One Biotech That Shouldn't Be Missed. And as we scroll down through the article, you can see the little commentary and analysis of Jazz Pharmaceutical that I did back then. Why do you bring up Jazz again today? Well, because Jazz continues to hit new all-time highs. That's a good thing. It's been going up ever since I wrote my article. That's a good thing. I must have found a pretty good one. It's also a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Why do I call it an aggressive growth stock? Well, number one, it's not exactly a household name, and it's not a big, large cap company. There are some in the biotech industry like Biogen and Amgen and a few others. But Jazz Pharmaceuticals is a mid-cap stock. If we look at the Best Stocks Now app, you'll see that the market capitalization is $4.6 billion. You'll see that I have it listed as a mid-cap stock. And by the way, in the app, you can go to the screen of mid-cap stocks and click on it, and it'll bring up the highest-ranked mid-cap stocks. It will look within that category. And boom, up come the highest ranked listed in order from top to bottom of all the mid-cap stocks that I cover in my database of almost 3,500 now. You'll also see that the risk profile that I have listed for Jazz Pharmaceutical is an aggressive risk profile. This isn't for widows and orphans. It's not a dividend-paying stock. It's not a big blue-chip stock. It's a mid-cap aggressive stock. Okay. You kind of know the drill by now, I think, that I require value, performance, and a healthy stock chart. Let's start right here with the valuation of Jazz Pharmaceutical. Looking at the app, you can see that Jazz is currently trading at only 10 times forward earnings. That's cheap. Jazz Pharmaceutical is expected to grow those earnings by 16% per year over the next 5 years. That creates a PEG ratio of 0.64. That's a number that's less than 1. We like that as growth investors. There's no guarantees. We're just trying to stack the odds and the probabilities in our favor. When I do the math on Jazz Pharmaceuticals over the next 5 years, when I apply what I think is an appropriate multiple to those earnings that they have potential of earning 5 years from now, of course, the ball's in the court of the CEO and the company in that regard. We have to watch them and keep our eyes on them. But as long as they can maintain that course, I have a target price of Jazz 5 years from now of $148. The stock's currently trading at $78 per share. Jazz Pharmaceuticals gets a valuation grade of A-. Jazz passes my valuation test. Now let me tell you, there's a lot of stocks out there that have low valuations like Jazz, but they don't have the performance along with those low valuations. I call them value traps. When they start to perform, then talk to me. But until they start to perform, I call them dead money. Let's take a look now at the performance of Jazz Pharmaceutical, which is right underneath the valuation. Very easy to see. Over the last 5 years, Jazz Pharmaceutical has delivered 58% per year. It's one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. The market's only delivered 5.9. Jazz has been running at a pace about 10 times faster than the S&P 500. Jazz doesn't have a 10-year average. It hasn't been around that long. So we're going with its intermediate-term performance. We don't have long-term performance here. Over the last 3 years, believe it or not, Jazz Pharmaceutical has doubled three times. It's averaged 104% per year over the last 3 years. That's a double, three times. Not bad. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 61%. The market's up 22.7%. Jazz I don't have a long-term performance grade on Jazz because they haven't been around for 10 years, but it gets a momentum grade of A. Jazz is a superior performance stock. All right? Two down, one to go. Jazz passes my valuation test. In fact, 10 times forward earnings, it passes the valuation test with flying colors. Jazz passes my performance test. Momentum grade of A. What's the last one? It's a one-year chart of the stock. Looking at a one-year chart of Jazz Pharmaceutical, I see a stock that's in a healthy uptrend. I see a stock that was $1 per share in 2009 and today is $78 per share. No guarantees that it will continue. We're looking in the past. We're stacking the odds in our favor, hopefully. We're trying to get all the many of the probabilities on our side as we possibly can. This is still an aggressive growth stock because it's in the biotech world. Now, if we scroll down a little further in the app, right underneath the value, right underneath the performance is the overall stock grade. Based on said performance, based on performance, and based on a comparison with the other 3,400 stocks that I rate on a daily basis. Jazz comes in at number 25 out of 3,463. Jazz gets a stock grade of A. And again, you have a chart that's in a very healthy uptrend. It hit a new high. It's hitting a new all-time high today. You can also scroll down a little bit further in the app, and you can click and hear the comments that I've given in the past, dating clear back to May of this year. Jazz Pharmaceuticals qualifies as a best stock now. JAZZ, definitely not a recommendation. What do? They develop drugs in the therapeutic areas of narcolepsy, oncology, pain, psychiatry, and others. I think there's a little bit of that in the world today. And that's why Jazz Pharmaceutical attacking those various maladies. All right, we've covered a lot of ground here. I narrow all this stuff down that I talk about every single week into my weekly newsletter. The newsletter you can get on the weekly mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back for the final segment of the show.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You know, if you hear anything that resonates with you, or you like the methodology or the philosophies on the market that we have, you're free to call us and talk to one of our nice people here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm the guy, however, that is in the locked room doing the trading and the managing of all the portfolios while the market is open. But I have several people that assist me in dealing with, you know, all of the other requests and issues that go along with having a lot of clientele. And we try to take care of people and give them good service, and I try to make myself available as much as I possibly can. But during the market, it's usually not too easy to get in touch with me, but I've got several assistants that can relay a message to me or whatever. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or even easier yet, you can go to our website, which is pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. All right, you know, I thought I would do a little update here on a stock that we talk about all the time. It's probably the most talked about stock in the entire market, and it's a stock that I got back into in a little way yesterday. You know, this is a market that's very difficult to find income for income investors. I've created a very eclectic mix of stocks, no bonds, nothing interest rate sensitive, dividend payers that as a whole, I believe that the average dividend yield of my income account right now is about 3.9%. Well, that's still way better than bonds. And we're not interest rate sensitive. In fact, we're looking for capital appreciation over the years because these are equities that I have people invested in that are also bringing in income. A stock that I added to my income portfolio yesterday, I never thought that Apple would be an income stock, but it definitely qualifies. It has a current dividend yield of 2.6%. And I've been waiting for Apple to finally put that bottom in. I made a lot of money in Apple during its rise from 365 to 637. Well, it went to 705, and then as it started to back off, I sold it at 637. Now I have a small position in the stock again for my income and growth accounts. I'm not convinced that this is one of the hottest growth stocks in America anymore. But I think that it can eke out over the next several years, some scratch out some decent gains along with that dividend yield of 2.6%. Apple is currently a $426 billion company, obviously headquartered in Cupertino. It's a mega cap stock. It's a conservative stock, and it's one that now offers a 2.6% dividend. That dividend was over 3 at one point in time. The valuation on Apple is currently quite attractive. But yet I still not convinced that this is a hot growth stock once again. Apple's currently trading at 11 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years. I don't know about that. I'm a little more tame on those growth estimates. But I think maybe it could do 12 to 15%. Still trading at a discount to its growth rate no matter how you look at it. It passes my value test. It gets a grade of B+. The performance of Apple is improving. It's still not a red-hot stock. In fact, over the last 12 months, Apple's down 22%, while the market's up 22%. That's why I've been calling it dead money for about a year. I don't call it dead money anymore. I think at least an income and growth investor has an above-average shot of getting some decent returns that will beat at least U.S. Treasuries going forward over the next 5 years. Apple has a phenomenal long-term track record, 47% per year. I have no problem there. Apple has a phenomenal five-year track record of 24% per year. But lately it's been dicey, obviously. That one-year performance, which I just mentioned, down 22% while the market's up 22%, gives it a momentum grade of C. Again, that's a reason why I'm not convinced that this is a hot growth stock again. But I think it can eke out some pretty decent total returns for investors going forward. If it starts to fall back again, you know, we'll move on. But now that it's broken out of that trading range that it's been in for quite some time, which let's pull up a chart here. Let's look at a chart of Apple. What you will see in a chart of Apple is a stock that's finally hit bottom, a stock that's been going sideways between 385 and 465 on the upside and finally breaking through to the upside. It's got a heck of a lot of resistance to eat away at over the coming months and years. But let's see if it can be like Pac-Man and eat away at that resistance and deliver investors total returns going forward. Apple's still not in my top 200. Apple still doesn't have an A-minus grade. I'm bending a little bit here for my income accounts, which I do from time to time, because we're looking at dividends and capital appreciation. Out of 3,463 stocks that I currently follow, Apple comes in at number 505, and it has a B-plus grade, and I'm back in it in a small way here at Gunderson Capital Management for my growth and income people. I want the dividend at 2.6%, and I'm hoping for some decent capital appreciation going forward. All right. Well, we've talked about a lot here today. We've talked about the importance of watching trends daily in the market, and, of course, the question is, do you have the time to watch those trends daily, which is just part of the puzzle, because the other thing you got to watch daily is valuations and performance and overall rankings of stocks one against another. The trend is one of the pieces of the puzzle, however, and one of the very important pieces because it's the most visible piece. We talked about a sexy, exciting stock back in White Plains, New York that makes parts for RVs. But it's hitting new highs. There must be something going on in White Plains. We talked about all that Jazz Pharmaceutical, a company that I wrote about several months ago. And Jazz continues to hit new highs in this market. And lastly, we talked a little bit about the Big Apple, AAPL, Apple Computer. This is Bill Gunderson, 855-611-BEST, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.